So again, we had a machlekes. We had Rabbi Elazar's shita was that although the Mishnah said that shlil and shelya are not included in pigul, right? The fetus and the bag around the fetus is not included in pigul. So Rabbi Elazar was machadish that there are two levels. There's a level of something that could be mefagel the zevach, and there's a level of something that's mispagel imazevach, which basically means you have things like, let's say, the bayim and the cholov, which are considered completely separate from the bayim. Right? So those things are not included in pigul. Even if the kolben becomes a kolben shel pigul, those things don't get the halal. Pigul is not hal on them because they're not part of the kolben. And our Mishnah just read everything together. Rebbe Lezer was machadish that although the shlul and the shelya don't qualify to make something pigul, they do qualify to be chal pigul on them. So if the korban becomes pigul for a valid reason, the shlul and the shelya also pigul. If you eat the shlul and shelya, chayiv kos. That was Rebbe Lezer's chiddush. Rebbe Lezer was the hizikur din he spoke about by the poor man Israfim, which we had on Amud Aleph, which means that although if you machaven on the basar of the Purim on the Srafim, it won't become pigul, because that's not something which is eaten. But if you had in mind on the emurim of the Purim on the Srafim, then the basar of the Purim on the Srafim also becomes pigul. Because again, it's part of the karm. So although it's not... So according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need to be mefagel. You don't need that to be mispagel. It should be part of the korban that can be mefagel. There's a much broader range of things that are included in pigul. So now the Gemara is going to bring a raya to or against Rabbi Elazar. So the raya that we had, we discussed this raya last week. The raya that he brought was from the top of Lamed Hamad Beis. Rabbi Elazar says, the Gemara brings a raya toshma. So again, we're talking about Parma HaNisrafim. So it sounds like there's a din lina on the meat. Right? There's a din lina on the meat. The Gemara is assuming if there's a din lina on the meat, that means the meat is included in the karm. In the Mela, just like there's a din lina, there's a din pigul. Basically, this supports Rabbi Elazar's halacha that the meat of the Parma HaNisrafim is a chelik of the kol. So, the Gemara says, "Mina mida possible lina, possible machsha." That's what the Gemara says. So, the Gemara loy lina say no. So, the lina say murin. Says the Gemara, "What do you mean? Tony seifa kula ma'ilim imachshi al beis adesh." It says there's meila on Parma HaNisrafim until achiyatech habosor, until the meat is actually burnt up. So there it's talking about the meat. So the fact that the seif is talking about the meat, the reisha must be also talking about the meat. Idach haraya that there's a din lina on the meat. If there's a din lina on the meat, there's a din pigul on the meat. Says the Gemara mechalad reisha was bosor midaria. No, okadisa. Reisha imurim seif habosor. Says the Gemara, Mosif Rabbe, the Elu Shein Mefagli. Rabbe brings a raya for careful Beleza. Says Elu Shein Mefagli, the Ein Mispagli. The following don't have pigul. They can't make pigul, and Lachayra, what it means is they can't become pigul. They can't make pigul, they can't become pigul. And in that list it says, Tzemesh Shabaroshik Fasi. The Sa'ar Shabazok and Tiyoshim. Whether it's the hair on the head of the Kfasim or the Sa'ar of the Tiyoshim. Or va'aroite va'akifa va'olol va'amoro va'atzomis va'gidim ha'kanayim v'tlafayim va'ashlu va'ashelye v'chela v'chola va'amugdoshim v'etzei terim. All of these things kulam loy mifaglim v'loy mispagl. They don't do pigul, they don't become pigul. They don't make pigul, they don't become pigul. Yidach haraya, clearly, that v'echemishim pigul nezav v'tomim, my love, So here, lachor, it's black and white. It's black and white that this chelik of the carbon, the shlil and the shali, which Rabbi Lezer said could become bigel, says clearly here, loy mifaglim v'loy mispaglim. Zokti gemore, nay. When it says loy mifaglim es hazevach, and when it says loy mispaglim, it does. It just means loy mispaglim achmas atzma. It doesn't mean it, all. It means is that it doesn't become pigul from itself. Meaning, if you have a machsheves pigul on it, it won't be mefagel the rest of the car. In other words, it won't be mefagel. It won't become pigul, and feshtesach the rest of the car won't become pigul. But it won't become pigul either. Bekitzer, it could only become pigul with the rest of the car. So this is what we were schwitzing on. We had two major difficulties here. One was the difficulty of the brisker rav, that the Gemara is zeroing in on shlil and shaliyah, because that's what Rebbe Lezer was talking about. Rebbe Lezer said that shlil v'shaliyah, although doesn't make the carbon pigul, becomes pigul with the carbon. That's why we were zeroing in on shlil and shaliyah. But inclusive in this Mishnah is the Or HaRosh, the skin on top of the head, which clearly the Gemara is saying, L'chayre, zichar the way Rashi is clear, for sure, that does become pigul. Because the Gemara is saying only the Bryce is bringing down the Seir Sheberish HaKvosim, the skin, the hair on top, the wool on top of the head. Right. So Rashi even goes out of his way to explain that the skin is not included in the Hefshet Oila. And since the skin is not included in the Hefshet Oila, the skin, there would be a din pigul on the skin. On the hair, there won't be a din pigul. On the skin, there will be a din pigul. That's what comes out. So that's sandwiched in over here, that the skin would have a din pigul and the hair would not have a din pigul. So first of all, we brought down the brisker rav and we left it shver. I don't know if the Olim got a chance to look into it more. The brisker rav says it doesn't make sense, l'chayra, because the skin and the hair is the same. The skin and the hair is the same. On the skin there's no din basar, and on the hair there's no din basar. On the skin there's no din to put on the mizbeach, on the hair there's no din to put on the mizbeach. Elamai, there's no obligation to be mafshet to er harosh. There's no obligation to skin the head. True. There's no chiv to skin the head. Emes. And therefore, you can put on the mizbech with the skin. Who are din? There's no din to shear off the wool on top of the skin. So l'chayra, the wool, the tzemer, that's on top of the head of the kvasim, of the sheep, is equivalent to the skin. So manavshach. If for some reason Rashi holds anything which there's no din of hefet, right, is included in the halachas of pigul, so the hair should be the same. And if, for some reason, that's not the halacha, we look at what there's a din haktorah on, so there's no din haktorah on the skin either. So it seems to be mimon of shach not work. In other words, the difference between the hair and the skin doesn't seem to make sense. Furthermore, l'chayra, although the Gemara is zeroing in on this Mishnah, this price that you ask on Rebbe Lezer, if we focus into Rashi's way of learning, the Gemara could really ask from this brisa as a riot to Rebbe Lezer. Because the skin on the head, again, going with the Briskerov's approach, the skin on the head, there's no din haktar. There's no din achila, there's no din haktar. So the only uniqueness of the skin on the head is that there's no din hefshet. You don't have to take it off. So it goes on the mizbeach together with the, it's nespach. There's no din haktar on it. That's the whole point, right? So if there's no din haktar on it, and still there's a din pigul, Rashi's saying, and that's how Rashi's reading the price, this price will be a riot to Rebbe Lezer. That even something which is not in the parasha of achilas mizbeach, achilas adam, as far as a, but it's still a toffel to the code. It does become bigger. Meaning, the way Rashi is like, we don't have, Rashi is a shtickle medrash player. The Briskerov comes with a whole new approach to Briskerov. Briskerov wants to say that Rashi is talking about very specific skin. Or harach, the soft skin on the head, which happens to be maybe as a din basar, and may actually have a din of aktor. That's how far the Briskerov goes. Again, Rashi is mashma, it's just simple. There's no din hefshit. That's why the Briskerov himself doesn't learn that way, kepshuto. He only says that machmas chaymer akushya, because of the difficulty. Because Rashi seems to say, anything that there's no hefshit, anything you don't have to take off, you put on the mizbech that way, that's included. So then the hair should be included. The atzomah should be included. The bones also, there's no din hefshit on the bones. Right? The bones are not included in pigul. Because there's no din haktar on the bones. There's no din haktar on the bones. You don't have to take the bones out. Right? You can keep the bones in. You don't have to take the bones. But still in all, even though there's no din chalitzas atzomah, you don't have to take the bones out. That doesn't make it part of pigul. So the Briskerov, again, because of these difficulties, the Briskerov is learning over here, we're talking, not Stam talking, even though Rashi talks very basic, the skin on the head, he means Dafke, the Or HaRach Shal HaRosh, which that skin is really like part of the Basar, and it's the opposite. The way the Briskerov understands is that soft skin is Stamai, it's part of the Basar, it's part of the meat, and the Hefshit, the obligation to skin it, would make it not basar. So since there's no din to skin the head, it allows, basically the way the Briskerov understands is, Rashi is talking about the type of skin which is really part of the meat, because it's soft and it's part of the meat. And that's his yisoid, that's his ikar yisoid. That the Or HaRach, the soft skin, is really part of the basar. The Or HaRach Sheberosh. And therefore the Briskerov says it's the opposite. It's that skin needs a halach of skinning in order to make it not part of the basar. You understand? That's it. But the difficulty with the way the Briskerov is learning is that Rashi is ambiguous. Rashi says that the Or HaRosh is not enough hefshit. And Mimela, it's included in the Haktor. I mean, L'chor Rashi is talking about the whole head. And any part of the skin which the hair is... Rashi is just explaining why we're talking about the hair and not the skin. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. According to the Briskerov, the main ingredient, you understand? The main ingredient is missing, because if you look at the Lashon of Rashi, he says, Yisrech l'hashmin ed loy mahani machshavi bu mishim d'orosh korvim roish. She'eni b'chlal hefshet. The main thing is missing from Rashi. Right? Mamish, the main thing is missing from Rashi. Rashi should say, the Or HaRach Sheberosh Hoylo is Bichlal Bichlal Boser. It's part of the meat. Ve'enoi behefshet. Meaning, Eini behefshet is just is not the reason why Eini behefshet is just why hefshet would be taking away the din Boser from it. And the fact that there's no din to skin it, now it maintains its intrinsic halacha of the meat because it's royal or racham abos, it's really part of the flesh. All I'm saying is that Ikar chosim and a sefer, according to the Briskerov. I mean, the Briskerov would acknowledge that. That's why the Briskerov starts with a kasha. So l'chor, it doesn't make sense what Rashi's saying. So machmas choymer hakushya, the Briskerov is making this adjustment that Rashi's talking about the Or HaRach. That's what he's talking about. And the Or HaRach is really, this soft skin is really part of the Or HaRach shel HaRosh dinai k'moy basal l'chol davar. Briskerov holds its meat, and it's the opposite. It's the skinning that removes the din basar from it. So that, since the head doesn't require skinning, it allows the intrinsic soft skin to maintain the halach of basar. That's the way he understands. So it's almost like we're going around in circles. We're going around the Ikar Din. The Ikar Din is, it's part of the Or HaRach. Rashi L'chorah should have limited it and said clearly, we're talking about Or HaRach. That's what's mainly Shvei. And again, I'm not saying any chidush. I mean, the Brisker Rav, clearly you see he wasn't learning like that without this question. But the problem is, how do we understand Rashi? That's it. Now, look, I'm telling you, there's another point here, is that L'chaira, this would be a shtickle raya to Rebbe Lezer. If we're going to learn that on the skin, there's a din of pig, right? That would be a shtickle raya to Rebbe Lezer, that it's possible for halacha pigul to be chal, even though it's not something which is be'etzem part of the meat of the car. No, according to the Brisker Rav. Rashi doesn't say Aharach. According to the Brisker Rav, exactly. According to the Brisker Rav, both questions are answered. How is the original pigle on the skin is answered? Because it's not skin, it's really flesh. Why is it not a riot to Rebbe Lezer? Because it's flesh. It's mamish bosom. It's mamish bosom. The Brisker Rav learns it's bosom l'chol davar. But again, this is all beyond ambiguous from Rashi. Rashi doesn't say a word about it. Rashi, the only thing criteria that Rashi says is any b'chal efshit. That's all he said. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Loi mispaglin machmas atzmam, but then mispagl with the rest of the car. So what the havamin of the Gemara's maskana of the Gemara was, the way we explained this the last time we learned the sugi was that the havamin of the Gemara was that it's not shaykh to say such a thing. Meaning, either something is included in pigul, it's not included in pigul. If the shlil shali is not included in pigul, it shouldn't be included in pigul at all. The only reason to say it is included in pigul is because really it qualifies. Right? It does qualify. But it's a tuffle. So it doesn't have the ability to capture the rest of the korb. Right? That's why the Gemara and the Havamina held that it's not possible to say it's any mispagel machmas atzmai, but it's mispagel with the rest of the korb. The Gemara felt that was not an acceptable possibility. Which sounds very logical. Meaning, you have to know what the maskon is. Meaning, why did the Gemara from the beginning say, ein mefaglim, meaning they're not mefagel the korban? They ein mespaglim, and they don't become pigul themselves. If you make them pigul, number one, they can't make the rest of the korban pigul. Number two, they themselves don't become pigul if you try to make them pigul. The Gemara and the Havamin wasn't learning that way. The Gemara was learning Ein Mefaglin means they can't make the carbon pigul. The Ein Mespaglin and the carbon can't make them pigul. You understand? That's how the Gemara was learning. That's why the Gemara thought that this is a raya, not like Rebbe Lezer. The Gemara's answer to that question is no, that's not the way to read Ein Mefaglin and Ein Mespaglin. Ein Mefaglin means they don't make the rest of the carbon pigul. The Ein Mespaglin and they don't become pigul themselves. If you have kavanas pigul on them, however, if you mefagel the korban, they become pigul. Now that seems to be a simple ukimta. Why didn't the Gemara? What was the Gemara's question? But the truth is, that's not a simple ukimta. Because l'chaira we have a pigul standard. What's included in pigul? What's not included in pigul? Rebbe Lezer comes and he says, no, there's a new idea. The idea is, there are things that are tuffle to the carbon. So although they're not the ikker part of the carbon, they're tuffle to the carbon. And therefore, the shlil and shelia, even though it's not an ikker carbon, it's a tuffle to the carbon. So therefore, if the carbon becomes pigul, they become pigul. He's obviously not saying it's less than that, because if it's less than that, it would be like the Beitzei Toirim and the chol of Amugdoshim, which does not become pigul. Right? Because it's not part of the carbon. So the fact that Rebbe Lezer says it could become pigul means that Rebbe Lezer is holding that somehow it is part of the korban. So why is it not mefagel the korban? It's not strong enough. It's like a tuffle. It's a tuffle. So that's why the Gemara and the Havamina felt that it doesn't make any sense to say that if you mefagel the korban, this will become pigul with the korban, and if you mefagel it, it itself won't become pigul. That doesn't make sense. To say that if you mefagel it, the carbon doesn't become pigul, that makes sense, because it's a tuffle. If you mefagel the carbon, it becomes pigul, because it's a tuffle. But if you mefagel it, and it doesn't become pigul, that means it's completely mufka from pigul. I'm explaining to you what the havamina. But the truth is, when you chew up the havamina, the maskana is not so clear. So why taka? Why taka does it become pigul with the korban if we see it doesn't even qualify to get its own pigul independently, exclusively? I understand. Tofel. Let's do tofel of kol ha'tera kula. Tofel of kol ha'tera kula means it doesn't have the ability to begur the ikr, to do anything to the ikr. Right? A tofel gets hooked onto the... A tofel is like a accessory car on the train. It could get hooked on to the engineer, but it can't pull anything. That's the way we understand tofel in kol ha'tera kula. Right? So, if you're telling me that even if you mefagel it itself, you have in mind, I am going to eat the shell yechutz l'zmana. It itself doesn't become pigul. That would stand to reason that it doesn't qualify for chalois pigul. Right? Rabbi Lazar is the one who's machadesh. That Rabbi Lazar agrees that something that's not part of korban doesn't become pigul. That he agrees. And that's why beitzei toirim and cholav mukdashim doesn't become pigul. The best pigul in the world doesn't include the beitzei toirim and doesn't include the cholav mukdashim. Why not? Because it's not even a tofel. It's not part of the guf hakor. So it doesn't qualify to become pigul. So what's the logic of Rebbe Lezer to say that the shlul and the shelya could become pigul with the korban? I'm just telling you the simple way to explain it. Is it's a tofel to the carbon. It doesn't have a koyach to say, oh, this is the carbon. And if I had in mind pigul on this, the whole carbon is pigul. It doesn't have the koyach to do that. Because it's a tofel. It could be isolated. Right? It doesn't have the ability to be goyger. Okay. But if it's not even good enough that it shechal pigul on it independently, exclusively, then it stands to reason it shouldn't be able to become buckel to the rest of the pigul of korban. It should remain like beitzei toirim and cholav hamukdashim. That's all I'm saying. Clearly, that's the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara is the Gemara knew about beitzei. The Gemara knew about beitzei toirim and cholav hamukdashim that you can't make pigul. The Gemara knew that. The havamin. So why didn't the Gemara say from the havamin? It's like the Teretz is, but beitzei toirim and cholav hamukdashim. Even Rebbe Lezer agrees, doesn't become pigul with the korban, because it's not part of the korban. Doesn't qualify to become pigul. Somehow we hold shlul and shel, yeah? Does qualify to become pigul. That means it is part of the korban. And it's part of the korban enough, it's called a dover hanechal, b'shas hatchak, whatever it is. It's enough edible that should be chalad and pigul on it. Right? So then, what's the issue? The issue is it's not choshev. Fine. But it's achshev. I just made that pigul. I had in mind that should become pigul. Which is precisely the way the Gemara is learning the maskone. The Gemara is saying you don't have a raya against Rebbe Lezer because of this. That's the Gemara's dechir. Yeah? All I'm telling you is that's not a simple dechir. Because now we all of a sudden we have another category. You understand? We thought we have a category of tofel, we have a category of ikar, we have a category that's not part of the korban. Now all of a sudden we have a new category. It's called shul and sheli. As far as making it pigul, it's not part of the korban. It doesn't become part of the korban. Not only does it become part of the korban, you can't even mefagel it independently. But if you mefagel the korban, magically pigul's chal on it. How? With using what lumdus? Who?
How could you give your example?
Like every tofel. Every tofel in the world is not good enough to incorporate the rest. Every tofel in Shas stays independent. Unless you do the ikr, then the tofel goes along. Every tefillah in Shas gets isolated from the Ikkar when you do something to it. Does not have the ability to include the Ikkar. If anything, you're making it mushver. I mean, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're making it mushver. You're asking me that our kashra we're asking on the maskan of the Gemara, on the maskan of the Gemara, is takashver. What's takapshat? What is takapshat? What is takapshat, according to Rebbe Lezer? If it's part of the karma, so why doesn't the whole karma become pig? According to you, you're saying, I'm saying that the way to understand Rebbe Lezer, really, this is part of the karma. And it qualifies to become pigul. But I'm saying it doesn't have the koyach to be goyer the rest of the karma. You're saying, no, even a tefillah has to be goyer the rest of the karma. You're basically saying, the whole Rebbe Lezer is, my kashra, I'm asking my son to sing tomorrow. You're basically saying, the whole Rebbe Lezer is senseless. One second. You're saying the whole Rebbe Lezer doesn't make sense. Because if Manavshuch, if it could become pigul, who cares that it's an insignificant part of the carbon? The carbon now is becoming pigul. It's not. It doesn't have to schlep. It's the carbon. I think that's what you're saying. Because even one little kazayas makes the whole carbon pigul. Right? Even one kazayas makes the whole carbon pigul. So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that pigul is never connected to what you're making pigul. Pigul is connected to the carbon b'chlalai. So if that's the case, there shouldn't be a concept of tuffle at all. And therefore, if Shlul Shlul is qualified to become Pigul, then why doesn't it make it into a carbon show Pigul? All I'm saying is, Yank, if you're not helping us, you're saying that our Kasha Be'etzim is Takashver and the whole Rebbe Lezer. From day one. From day one, Rebbe Lezer is Shver. Because Rebbe Lezer, what do you hold? If you hold that the Shlul Shlul is like Cholov and Beitza, then it shouldn't become Pigul at all. Elamai, you hold it is part of the karma. Albeit, an insignificant part of the karma. It's part of the karma. And chalois pigul could be chalon it, because it's part of the karma. So why can't it make the rest of the karma pigul? It's not making the rest of the karma pigul. The karma automatically becomes pigul. You're not really, in other words, all I'm saying is, you're not really helping us. You're not helping me, I'm saying, could be helping you. You're not helping me, meaning I'm scratching my head to try to understand what's the difference between Shil and Shlalia and Beit Sei Torim and Cholav Mukdash. And the only explanation I have, according to Rebbe Lezer, is that this is an insignificant part of the Karma. That's the way I understand it. Clearly, that's the Havamin of the Gemara. That's why the Gemara held it wouldn't make sense to say that it's not Mispagel Machmas Atzmon. That's the Gemara's Teretz, but the Gemara in the Havamin held you couldn't say that. That's why the Gemara in Havamin held it goes this way. Ein mefaglim ve'ein mispaglim. That's the way the Gemara understood it. The Gemara never understood that ein mispaglim means you can't make it exclusively pigul. That wouldn't work according to Rebbe Lezer. So I understand that very well because Rebbe Lezer is being mechadish that there's such a thing by pigul, not like you're saying. Meaning, until you came into the base medrash, I understood pigul never associates to this piece or this piece. Pigul is the karma becomes pigul. Pigul is a bad machshava you're having. So long that what you're having machshava on is part of the karma. It could become pigul. We don't have any extra psukim here or anything. So either it is part of karma. So Rebbe Lezer is machadish that the shlil and sheli is part of the karma. It's not like cholav mukdashim and beitzei toirim. It is part of the karma. That's why it could become pigul. So if that's the, under what grounds does Rebbe Lezer say it can't be mefagel the rest of the karma? Stop! Before we get to this shock of attire, I'm asking you on Rebbe Lezer. You, Rebbe Lezer, who's saying the shlil and the sheli is part of the karma, and the din pigul is chal the shlil and the sheli. So according to you, Rebbe Lezer, why is the shlil and sheli different than a little dangling piece of meat that's hanging over a piece of meat that's hanging from the ear, and I have in mind to eat that? Why is the sheli? You see what I'm saying, Yankov? That's what I'm asking. And what is the Shlom Shalich? It is part of the karma, or it's not part of the karma?
Somewhat independent.
It is part of the karma. Oh, so now you're going back to Tofel. That's what I'm saying. That's the only way I understand what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Rabbi Elazar is saying, Rabbi Isai, it's true that this is in Pigul. And it's true Pigul is in the carbon. And it's true normally, if you mafagel 1% of the carbon, the whole carbon becomes Pigul. But there's a new condition. That L'chair is a Svara. Because there's no posit for this. So Rabbi Elazar holds in Svara that if you mafagel any part of the carbon, the whole carbon becomes pickle. Including anything which is part of the carbon, which is the shlul and shalya too. But if you mefagel the shlul and shalya, epicid doesn't make the carbon pickle. Why not? Why is the earlobe chashiv enough? Why is the earlobe chashiv? Why isn't the shalya more chashiv? Who's the laws of chashivis? Who's a chashiv? Is it Mizrachvant? What makes choshev? Shlishi? What makes choshev? So I understand I'm halachic oriented. It's part of the carbon, it's not part of the carbon. That I understand. I have a Shulchan Aruch for that. Shulchan Aruch, gufay shel carbon, uboy sif echad. And it says, what's part of the carbon? I have no problem, I understand that. According to the Chachamim, Shlil Shelya is together with Beitzei Torim and Cholav Mugdashim. It's not part of the carbon. So to me, that's black and white. It's easy to understand. Rav Elazar comes, he says, no, you're making a toss. It's not so black and white. It's not part of the carbon, not part of the carbon. It could be part of the carbon, and it still can't be mafagel. Why not? No pasuk? What? Al-Korchach, Rav Elazar is using up to call it Terakuladikasvach. He doesn't have a pasuk. He doesn't have a pasuk here in Kodshin to tell us that this is different. So whenever you have something like that, it means you're going into the big bank account, the world bank account of Shas. And you're saying, I have a svara, a Shas svara. Right, so that's why I was trying to find something. So in Shas Svaras, there's such a thing called Tafel, such a thing called Ikin. That's a Shas Svar. That you don't need a new pasuk. You don't need a, that's a Shas Svar. So then I understood. Rebbe Elazar holds when you mafagel a korban, it has the ability any part of the korban. The pigul is like an achshavei. The pigul becomes the central theme of the korban. When you mafagel, the Torah was machadish, becomes a central theme, and now it makes everything pigul with it. But that, when could Pigul make a Hachshavei? That's only if it's a Iker part of the carbon. But the Shlul Shelly is like a Tuffel part of the carbon. It's part of the carbon. But it's not good enough to be mispashed on the whole carbon. Okay? That's a Kol HaTorah Kula D'Kesvara, which doesn't need a new Pasuk Yankiv. But if that's the way he's going, then it wouldn't make sense to say that it can't become Pigul independently. So once you're telling me it can't become Pigul independently, then I'm left sort of groundless in the whole din of Rebbe Elazar. That's what I'm saying. I'm standing here without ground underneath my feet to understand where's Rebbe Elazar coming from. You, like I said, no. But if Rebbe Elazar holds the way Pigul works, this is the mechanism of Pigul. It's like Ispashtus. You make this Pigul, everything becomes Pigul from it. If that's the way Rebbe Elazar understands Pigul, then he doesn't need a Pasuk to tell me that a Tuffel can't do that. Because the rest of the behemoth can't become a Tuffel to the Shelly. That I understand. That I would understand how Rebbe Elazar could ride high without a Pasuk. But once you're starting to dissect Rebbe Elazar Shita, and you're telling me, well, Pigul is Chalan, it is part of the Korban, and it's not a din of Tofel Vikr, it's a new halacha. Well, what is that? Bring me a puzzle. That's what I'm saying. So I understand very well the Havamin of the Gemara. What I'm saying is I'm struggling with the Maskana. The Havamin is very good. The Gemara sees Rebbe Elazar as a wholesome view. Either he has to hold that it doesn't become Pigul independently. And if that's the case, it also doesn't become Pigul with the rest of the name. Because it's not part of the carbon. Or he has to hold that it's a Tuffel. And it could become Pigul together with the rest of the name. But the rest of the name doesn't become Pigul from it. But it itself could become Pigul. But if the Torah Gdoisha says that it itself cannot become pigel exclusively, just like the milk can't become pigel exclusively, just like the egg in the bird can't become pigel exclusively. So by what means does it become pigel with the rest? That's all I'm saying. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, where did you get that from? That's all I'm saying. Rabbi Lazar, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, where does it say what you're saying? The Chachamim are very straight. The Chachamim are saying either there's pigel or there's no pigel. Very simple. Shlul Shalya doesn't qualify, it doesn't qualify. Rabbi Lazar is the one who's mechadish. Rabbi Lazar came in the Beis Medrash with a chiddush. A chiddush without a pasuk. So whenever you say a chiddush without a pasuk, it has to be a svar. You can't just give me chilukin, you have to give me a svar. So what you're saying is not a svar. You're just saying, Rabbi Lazar holds that way. He holds, it's good enough part of the carbon to become pigel with the carbon, it's not good enough part of the carbon to become pigel independently. How do you know that? I don't know. So that doesn't meet the smell test. Who decided that? We're not talking about the Rosh. Now you're getting confused. We're talking about the Shlul and Shalya. Why can't you initiate pigel on that? Who told you it's not choshev? Who would he see it's a tovel? You don't tell me. Don't bring. I'm asking how Rabbi Lazar knows the sheet. You bring it right from Rabbi Lazar. I'm asking you. How does Rabbi Lazar know his halacha? You tell me he knows his halacha from himself. That's Rabbi Lezer's raya. I'm asking you. Rabbi Lezer came in the basement and she said, "I'm worried to get a bombshell chiddush in Hilchos Pigel." His chiddush was that even though Shlul Shalya can't make the rest of the korban pigel, it could become pigel with the rest of the korban. And Rabbi Lezer said that without a pasuk. Right. So whenever an amora says something like that without a pasuk, means he has a svar. So the only svar that I'm racking my head is to say it's a tafel v'ikr. That I understand. You tell me no, it's not based on Tafel V'ikr. So then I go back to you and ask you, how does Rabbi Lezer know that Shlul and Shalya is in the parasha Pigel? Could you answer that question, my master Yankiv? How does Rabbi Lezer know Shlul and Shalya is part of the Pigel? Oh! So he is masking Tafel V'ikr. So it is part of the Karm. Okay. So it is part of the Karm. And it's a Tafel, so it can't make the rest of the carbon Pigel. But the rest of the carbon could make it pigle. So why doesn't it make the whole carbon pigle? That's where I'm losing you. Where I'm losing you is, so why doesn't the whole thing, like Tom Kicker. What's the look of Tom Kicker? Tom Kicker means you have one drop that falls into a pot, it has a taste. The whole pot becomes treif. I understand that. No problem. So you're telling me pigel is like tam kikil. Once somebody has, the corn becomes pigel. So good, so why are you calling it a tuffel? That's what I'm asking. So why does the rebel as a whole, there's no pasuk that says you can't be mefagel, the shlil and shalya. There's no pasuk. Why does the rebel as a just say, shlil and shalya, why is he bashful? Rebel as a, why are you bashful? Come into the base of Medrash and say, ichalt, shlil and shalya is right. Pigel in all directions, mefaglin or mispaglin. I hold that doesn't work. Why do you hold that doesn't work? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Al karchach, you hold the whole oneness of pigel is built on tafel v'ikr svar. Because if you don't believe that pigel is built on tafel v'ikr, what's making you come in now and make distinctions that it doesn't become pigel if you make it pigel, doesn't make the corn pigel, if you make the corn pigel, it does become pigel. Who said that? Why don't you just say it's everything? Mefagel or mispagel? So the only way I understand Rabbi Lezer is that Rabbi Lezer holds intrinsically in pigel is halacha called tafel v'ikr. If that's intrinsic, then you can't ask me, well, where do we find such a thing? That's intrinsic in the halacha of pigel. It's riding on the din of tafel v'ikr. So then why shouldn't this become pigel independently? That's what I'm asking you. Why shouldn't it become pigel independently? You're saying, well, we don't find pigel to be that way. Well, that's only because you're not understanding that pigel is based on a tafel v'ikr concept. But if your whole understanding of pigel is that it's based on tafel v'ikr, so then it should wear the mantle of tafel v'ikr. No, you see, right, you see, that doesn't bother me so much. The reason why it doesn't bother me so much is we find a concept called achshavei, kol ha'tera kula. And achshavei means you can have something that takes on a chashivis, right? Giranoshe. Giranoshe by Mukdoshim is the same thing. Giranoshe, let's say you have a Vlad Kotshim. Vlad Kotshim by Aviyosan and Kedoshim gets Kedusha in the womb. So the Gemara says that if you hold Vlad Kedoshim gets Kedusha in the womb, so then there's no Isur Giranoshe. Because it's Ein Isur Chalalism. The Isur Giranoshe is Chal when it's born. Right? The Isur Mukdoshim is when it's still in the womb. So it doesn't become Giranoshe. That's the Moses. The Rambam Paskins, Vlad Kedoshim, Aviyosan and Kedoshim. And he Paskins is Isur Giranoshe. So how do we explain that? Because the Rambam most ain't begidim benois and tach. Which means that every gid be'etzem without achshavei is nothing. So till the Isra gid anosh is chal, the Isra mukdoshim is not chal on it either. So it comes together. Meaning the behem is born, that gid anosh is considered nothing till it becomes oswald's gid anosh. At that moment that it becomes also Kiranosha, there's an achshavei that makes it into a different entity. Now it's choshev, now it's also bachila too. You have what I'm saying? So as soon as the behem is born, both things fall on it. Mukdashim and Kiranosha. Because mecha, while it was in the womb, it wasn't even Asal Kiranosha. And it wasn't even Asal Mukdashim. So Yankif, this doesn't bother me so much. The Torah was mechadish, according to Rabbi Lezer's reasoning, understanding. Not reason, understanding. When you make a kazayas of a carbon pigle, right? So the whole, that becomes the choshev part, miratzel the pigula, like we explained before. That makes it into a that becomes a choshev. The fact that you made a pigle makes it choshev. And that's greater than the rest of the behemoth to become pigle. The pigle becomes, pigle rules. It's achshaveh. I mean, the Torah was achshaveh. That I understand. And the shlil and the shalyeh, he holds, since it's a tuffel from its living status, it's living off the aim, kilu. So in the lifeline of the behemoth, the shlil and shalyeh is a tuffel. So even if you achshavei, it's still, by its nature, it's a tuffel. So it can't become, you can't be machshavei as the ikar, it's only living off the rest of the behemoth by its definition. Therefore, it's called a tuffel. I can come to grips with that. I can understand that. But then you should still be able to make it pigle independently on stuff. Which is the Havamin of the Gemara. What I'm asking on the Maskon is the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is you can't say such a thing. It becomes pigle on its own. It doesn't become pigle on its own, but it does become pigle as well. Yaakov Kubin is a way to understand. I'm just saying, Bashkof Rishon, I understand the Havamin better than the Maskon. The Havamin I understand very well. You could drain to try to understand the maskana. It's just very ambiguous. And because there's no psukim. See, if Rabbi Elazar had a pasuk, I also wouldn't have a problem. So Rabbi Elazar has a pasuk, and this is the way the pasuk is darshan. That the shlul and shalyeh could become pigle with the rest of behemoth, but it can't become pigle for... I wouldn't have a problem with that either. But once we're using svar, then it becomes confusing. It becomes... I don't need to make an achshavei. Because I only need the achshavei in order to be goyer of the whole behemoth. I don't need to make achshavei for itself. I only need achshavei. I don't have to make the shlul into the ganze behemoth. It's just the shlul.
Right, you still need achshavei, because otherwise, in essence, it's tuffel.
So what?
And that's a big shame tuffel on
it. So what?
Because
I acid it. If I put a little milk onto the shlil, so now it becomes muscle makol. It's a tough with the rest of him. Yeah, but I did something to it to make an ulcer. See, I did pigle. I mixed milk into it. Nemecha pigle. I take a pigle, assuming pigle is machshav, and I make something ulcer. I sprinkle some pigle on it. That becomes pigle. I don't need to become choshev. I just need to acid it. The achshavei is when I want to say, because it's usher, the whole carbon wears the mantle of pigle.
No, but I need it to wear the mantle of pigle also.
Yeah, but that's that just like if you mix some milk into it, it becomes also al posel b'cholov, right? Assuming that this machshava ha'peiselus. So now I had a machshava ha'peiselus on it. Who says the whole thing has to go along with it? I'm asking Musa, if Shloimeh and Yankif are saying that, and it could be that that's not going to pshat the maskon. I'm not saying it can't be that way. I'm just saying it's difficult. You could say that it works backwards, meaning Taka works with the lumbus of Tavol V'Yikel. Right? But ain't Korban Cholok. Ain't Korban Cholok, so it self-destructs. Taka becomes Pikul. But then it tries to make the rest of the Korban Pikul, it can't make the rest of the Korban Pikul. So now there's new Aloch and Kachim. Ain't Korban Cholok. And that, you know what I mean? Is that maybe that's what you're trying to say, Hank? And that's sort of, but I would hear that you need a pasuk for that. But it's Ken's line. It could be. Meaning, I'm not saying it's impossible to understand. Obviously, there is a way to understand. It could be that Rabbi Lezer's understanding is all Pigel works with the din of Tafel Kikil and Achshave, and then you make one part of the carbon Pigel, the rest of the carbon becomes Pigel. Right, and additionally. There's a halacha ain't carbon cholok. You can't have a carbon that's partially not pigle. So when you have the tofel, since it doesn't have the ability to make the ikir pigle, so it self-destructs. The pigle self-destructs. The pigle dies. You understand? The pigle doesn't have enough juice to survive. So it just dies. Meaning, pigle, there's another condition. Pigle has to be mefagel. Taka works with the halachas of tofel v'ikir. Right? Pigel has to impact the carbon, has to impact the carbon. And if it doesn't, then it dies. So what happens is you have a machshava peiselas on this, and taka, it's a good machshavas pigel, and it should become pigel. But since it then doesn't have the ability to incorporate the rest of the behemoth, because it's only a tafel, so now it dies on its own footing. No, but that hagufa, meaning, so now we're ready. It doesn't take time. I'm not saying that this is a time process. Memela, so that's, it's possible. All I'm saying is I understand the Havamina much better than the Maskon. Because to me, this also would need up as a possible. But it could be. It's possible. Possible along those lines. In other words, that the people can't end up the end of the day. It's like you find, I mean, just to give you an example. I'm sorry this is taking longer than we thought, but it's important to get this. The you find concepts like that, like the Moshel, Kiddushim Shein Ruyin Labiyah. Right? Kiddushim Shein Ruyin Labiyah, what basically happens is the Kiddushim is Chal. But in order for Kiddushim, the one who holds Kiddushim has to be Roy Labiyah. So if the end result is going to be that I can't have Biyah, because I have Makadosh Achaz Meshteh Achoyas. Right, so now I can't have beer with either of them, because each one may be a sister of my wife. So now both of them are also beer. So now the kiddushin destructs, becomes less kiddushin. It doesn't take time. Memela, it's not a ma'aseh. Memela, I'm saying, going back to Rashi's losha emach shavosim. Memela, it's not a ma'aseh kiddushin. Right? Well, the Pnei Yeshua learns that's the reason why you need edei kiddushin. Pnei Yeshua learns the reason why edei kiddushin is edim l'kiyume. By kiddushin, if you don't have edim, it's nothing. We don't say, well, you made a Kiddushin, nobody knows about it. No, it's not a Kiddushin. Why not? He says, because Kiddushin, by definition, is ushering this lady on the world. That's the definition of Kiddushin. And therefore, if you do it without Edim, since Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim, so nobody has to believe you. So it comes out that the rest of the world can live with this woman. Right? The rest of the world, even if Klapi Shmaya Gali did Kiddushin, the rest of the world, so now that the rest of the world could live with this woman, so that all happened. Mamela Sana Maisa Kiddushin. You understand? Mamela Sana. But Yeshua, this answers the Gevaldik Akasha. Yank, if you heard Shuram from me in Kiddushin on this. But Yeshua asks, where did we learn out that you need Ein Dovah Sheber V'Pachas Mishnayim? From Mamma. Dovah Mi Mamma. Right? We learn Ein Dovah Sheber V'Pachas Mishnayim. So it's a gavaldik kasha, it's a pshat kasha. So why is Why is Edim L'Kiyume? By Kiddushim. By Momen, it's only Vahula. By Momen, it's not Edim L'Kiyume. By monetary issues, the Edim only there to verify. If I borrow $100 from you without Edim, I owe you the money, whether they Edim there or not. You need Edim to prove that the Halvor took place. And if I'll deny it, you'll be up the creek. But the Halvor took place. Right? Frech to play Yeshua. So Kedushin should be only with Mechugin. It's a great kasha. So Pnei Yeshua says it's true. It's only the Levarugah. But the Levarugah is the Kiyume. If you're going to make a non-provable Kedushin, you didn't make a Kedushin, you didn't answer. So it doesn't start off that you need Edom L'Kiyume. Taka Edom L'Vagugah. But now that you need Edom L'Vagugah, now she's not Eishes Ish without it. Because now she's Mutra in the whole world. When the Chassam Sofer was a Cheder Yingle, so they asked him Akasha. One of the Gedolim asked him Akasha. He asked him, how do Adam Rishon do Kedushin? The Chabe, there were no Edom. And you need Edom L'Kiyume. So the Chassam Sofer said, since there were no other people in the world, he didn't have to ask around anybody. So Kedusha was chal without it. No, it's only because I have to make this woman exclusive to me. How do I make her mizumenously? By asking around everybody else. Adam didn't have to. His competition were elephants and monkeys. He didn't have to make it exclusive. It was a chap from the Chassam. I'm not saying it. The Chassam Sofer is a chap. I'll say the Ingle. It's pretty good, no? Actually, I think it's pretty good. Okay, Rabbi said we'll have to finish by the next year because it's still what to show. But again, we have Rabbi Lezer Shita. According to the Cholkim on Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi, it's black and white. Either something is susceptible to pigul, in which case it could become pigul, and it could make something else pigul. Or it's not susceptible to pigul, in which case it doesn't become pigul. And therefore, according to him, there's really two categories. There's Beitzei Oif, and Cholav Mukdoshim, and Shlil, and Shalya, and all that. It's all one, it's one Shalit, according to them. That's easy to understand. Then you have Rabbi Lezer Shita, he says no. Even though Shlil and Shalya doesn't qualify to make the carbon pigul, it becomes pigul with the carbon. The Abamin of the Gemara was, by definition, Rabbi Lezer has to hold then, that if you were to make it pigul independently, it would become pigul. Because if it's enough part of the carbon to become pigul with the rest of the carbon, it should surely, let's even give it a surely, it should surely be able to become pigul on its own. If you mafagal it. Right? It should surely. Right? If it could be hooked on to the rest of the car, you could put a machine, an engine into it, and now make it pigul. The car says no. No, lav dafka. You could have that according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, it could become pigul with the carbon. And yet, if you try to make it pigul independently, it won't become pigul. And the only explanation we had to explain this is to say that maybe, similar to what I gave you examples with Kiddushin, Ukedoyma, where you have a case where, in order for something to be chal, it's not enough to do a proper action, it has to have the result. And if the result doesn't happen, it self-destructs. So it could very well be that pigul has to be mafagal the whole carbon. And if the whole carbon doesn't become pigul, then it self-destructs. Even though pigul always works as a tofel v'ikur. Even though pigul always works as a expansive psul, where you isolate a kazayas, you make it pigul, and that expands. But since the part of the halach of pigul is the expansion of it, so if you do it in a way that it can't expand, it doesn't even chal at all. That would be the maskana. I think that's the way you have to learn. I'm just saying I don't have a pasuk for that. I feel there should be a pasuk for that, but that would be the only way I could understand the maskana of the Gemara. Okay? We're still left with the problem of the whole idea of Atzomis and the Orish Abrish Polina. The next year will be going with this Indian.